I need GM rumors. I need coach rumors. I can't deal with
Yeah.
this dead period.
I am happy that they are waiting until after the season.
Agree. Agree.
And
Because there was that panic, that initial panic that Gettleman was just going to get it.
Yeah, and I probably would have lost my shit
Yep,
if that.
absolutely.
Gotham Sports Network presents NYG Weekly.
NYG Weekly, emergency, I can't fucking believe Dave Gettleman was hired episode. Ethan Weiss here with you. Thursday evening after the Gettleman news. You'll be listening to this on Friday morning. Take care of the housekeeping real quick before we get into everything. You guys know the drill. Follow me on Twitter at EthanGSN. Follow Weiss at NYG Daily. Follow the blog at GothamSN. Subscribe. iTunes, Audio Boom, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, soon to be Spotify. We're everywhere. No excuse for you not to be listening. So be sure to smash that subscribe button, rate 5 stars, do what you got to do to help the podcast grow. All right, Weiss, let's get into it. Dave Gettleman hired as the Giants general manager. And if I can find the audio, I will make it the intro to this episode. But essentially what we said yesterday was, you know, it's a slow episode, and thankfully there's no GM news because it means they hadn't hired Gettleman yet. And a day later, here we are. With news that, you know, you seem to be taking a more, what's the word? Apathetic approach to.
Come on, you have to say the saying with it, man. This is my new motto for the Giants.
Yes, okay, we'll see.
There you go.
Okay, well, so that's your motto, and my motto is just like fireworks shooting everywhere. I'm obviously not very happy with the selection. We'll get into everything. Do you have anything to say about the Gettleman hiring before I sort of get into why this was just the wrong move?
Yeah. First of all, I am a little ticked off about this. And I will say this. I think if Dave Gettleman wasn't available, I don't think John Mara would have fired Jerry Reese. I think this was written in stone that they were going to replace him with Gettleman. And, you know, my whole thing coming into this search was, this is uncharted territory for the Giants. The Giants have an opportunity to completely reshape, rebuild this organization from the ground up, because from a time period where that dates back to over 30 years, when you date back to the George Young tree, they have a chance to start growing another tree of their own. And instead, you know, it seems like they just went back to a different branch.
They went back to what they're familiar with.
Exactly, and that sort of, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it makes sense to me because they're the Giants, but it's just another
from
one of
a logical standpoint.
Yeah, exactly. It's another one of these half measure things by John Mara, in my opinion. I mean, I think when you look back at 2015, this is sort of the front office sort of going to play out how the coaching staff played out in 15, where, you know, Tom Coughlin goes, but all the other coaches stay, the coordinators stay. And I think the same thing is going to happen here with the front office. I think Gettleman's going to come in, replace Jerry Reese. And I think Mark Ross is going to stay. I've already heard that Kevin Abrams is going to stay. And, you know, who knows what they do with the scouting department. No reason to think there's going to be major changes there. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to see much different from the Giants. Could Gettleman come in and, you know, bring this other philosophy, and could he sort of help bring the Giants back and be to at a competitive standpoint? Sure, but you can't tell me he's the best candidate that's out there, especially when you look at the situation in Carolina. And I'm not even going to touch on his relationship with players. We'll just table that for a second.
Sure.
Let's just look at his team building for a second. Let's look at those draft picks and how they have panned out for the Carolina Panthers. And if you give me a second, I mean, I can pull this up for you right now. So he took over in 2013, okay?
Yeah.
And usually when you take over in 2013, a lot of the draft boards are already built, sort of how the Giants are right now. You already have your players. Usually if a change is made in terms of scouting, it's made after the draft because the department has already put in the work prior to that draft and prior to the GM change. So you look at some of the players. You drafted Star Latulele with the 14th pick. Then he turned around and took Kawan Short, another defensive tackle, with the second pick. They didn't have a third-round pick. The fourth round, they drafted a guy named Edmund Kugbilla, okay? I don't know who he is. He's no longer in the league.
Yep.
A.J. Klein, Kenyon Barner. Klein is a linebacker. He's not really good.
He's the 86th ranked Pro Football Focus linebacker this year, starting for the Saints with a 36.8 rating.
There you go. And they drafted Kenyon Barner, who's now a kick returner in Philadelphia. 2014, Kelvin Benjamin, not there. Koneely, not there. Trey Turner, good pick. Very good offensive guard in the NFL. Trey Boston, not there. Benny Benwickery, not there. Taylor Gaffney, not there. So out of that 2014 draft, the Giants have more players currently on their roster.
Which is sad.
Than Dave Gettleman's Carolina Panthers. 2015, Shaq Thompson took an outside linebacker late in the first round. Still with the team. I'd say he's a solid player.
Yep, agree.
Devin Funchess, he was drafted as a tight end. Now he plays receiver. Up until this year, he wasn't really good. But again, we'll call it a solid player. Is he better than Sterling Shepard? Probably not. Darrell Williams, the guard, don't know much about him. Definitely not a standout player. David Mayo, the linebacker, is he even with that team anymore? I don't know. And Cameron Artis Payne, the running back, who's somewhere down on that Panthers depth chart. 2016, he drafted another defensive tackle, Vernon Butler. Definitely not as good as Starler Tulele or Kawan Short, and is definitely a player that could be on his way out. James Bradbury, Darrell Worley, and Zach Sanchez were back-to-back-to-back cornerbacks. Bradbury's a pretty decent corner, not someone that's on the level of Josh Norman or other elite cornerbacks, but he's a pretty decent corner. And then obviously this year with McCaffrey and the 2017 draft class that you can't really look at yet because they're still their first year. So to me, the drafts have not been good. If you put Jerry Reese's by Dave Gettleman side by side, you probably favor Jerry Reese's. So I'm wary about those draft picks. I don't think he's a good drafter. History shows. I know he's traded up and down. And there's something funny I will point out. Everyone talks about trading up and down in the draft, and that's something Gettleman did four times during his tenure with the Panthers. One of those times, he traded up for a punter in the fourth round, Andy Lee. Pretty good punter, but a year later, he traded Andy Lee to the San Francisco 49ers. So take what you will out of that. So point being is I don't know if this is exactly a good hire. I am taking that okay, we'll see approach. We'll see what he does. Everyone seems to talk highly of him. Okay, we'll see what he does because, you know, listen, I said a couple weeks ago, I said I can't take this organization seriously if they continue to go down the same path. They decided to do that. So I'm going to be honest with you. From a fan perspective, and I'm going to speak at it as a fan, I mean, I'm not going to be this emotionally attached to a team. I have my doubts about it. I understand why they hired Gettleman. It doesn't make any sense from a logical perspective, but you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, this organization just is inept to change. They don't want it. They're scared of it, and they want to continue going back, you know, down that tree of George Young. Then so be it. But I think it's outdated. I think it doesn't work, and in a very important offseason coming up where there's going to be a different quarterback, a potential new franchise quarterback drafted, you would have hoped that there was a new philosophy that came with it. But I guess not. I guess, you know, John Mara doesn't think that his team needs a wholesale change, like he said.
You hit the nail on the head for a lot of what you just said. You know, I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole of the Gettleman draft picks because you already did it. I think I agree with you. I think if you put them side by side with the Reese draft picks, I think most people would prefer the Reese draft picks. Now, you know, the biggest problem with Reese is that he missed on a lot of his mid to late round picks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's absolutely true. But then you look at his first round picks compared to Gettleman's first round picks, there's not a doubt in my mind that Jerry Reese nailed his first round picks and second round picks more than Dave Gettleman did. I mean, you brought up the Coney Ealy Kelvin Benjamin draft, the first and second round pick. They're not even on the team.
Yep. And I was going to say, even if you factor in the Eli Apple and Eric Flowers pick, I'd still take the Giants draft over Gettleman's.
Agree. Now, here's where I have a problem with a lot of the people who have sort of spun around and said, oh, you know what? Maybe it's not that bad. Maybe Gettleman will be good. Maybe this, maybe that. If I had gone to those same people a week ago and said, hey, would you be okay with the Gettleman hiring? 100% of them would have said no. And you bring up 2015 as a good example, where they get rid of Coughlin, but then they still keep Reese around. And rebuilding and going half-ass on a rebuild does not work. We've seen it time and time again. Now, can you retool this team and still be competitive? Sure. But if in 2015 you were going to get rid of Coughlin and you had to get rid of Reese, now they get rid of McAdoo, they get rid of Reese, but oh wait, they're going to bring back someone else who has familiarity with the organization, who is pro personnel director for 10 years from like 99 to whenever. And it makes no sense to me, because we've said it before and we'll continue to say it. To get a job, the GM job, the head coaching job with the New York Giants, these are the two most coveted positions in the NFL. Do you mean to fucking tell me that there was a line waiting to hire Dave Gettleman, that you had to pounce right now before the end of the season to hire Dave Gettleman? Are you kidding me? You couldn't have waited and explored other options? Three of the four options that you interviewed had previous connections to the Giants. It makes no sense. You're the New York Football Giants. You could have literally anybody that you wanted. And what does John Mara do for one of the most coveted GM and head coaching jobs in the league, especially due to the fact that you can screw up time and time again and still have that job, as we've seen, because it's the Giants' way? He just goes back to the well and hires Dave Gettleman. It makes no sense. They could have had the Riddick McDaniels ticket. Riddick, who helped build that current core for the Eagles team that won the division. McDaniels, who has experience with a non-mobile quarterback, has learned from Bill Belichick, learned from his mistakes in Denver. But instead, we're going back to the well. We're going back to Dave Gettleman. We're going back to lousy draft records. And it should be frustrating as a fan who, a couple of weeks ago, when they did something unprecedented, Weiss. They did something unprecedented, firing the GM and the head coach before the end of a season. That should have signaled the beginning of a big organizational change. And John Mara got cold feet and went back to the well and hired someone that he's comfortable with. Now, I want to throw this idea out to you, because it's something I've been thinking about over the last couple hours. I think it's pretty obvious that John Mara meddles in personnel decisions.
Mm-hmm.
He knew about Josh Brown, kept him around.
Yep.
Right? There's one example right there. It was reported multiple times that Ben McAdoo was not Jerry Reese's first or second or even third choice as head coach after they had gotten rid of Tom Coughlin.
No, from my understanding, he was very high on Doug Marrone.
So there you go. So there, yeah. There we have John Mara meddling again in personnel decisions, saying, you know what, doesn't matter. So to meddle in the personnel decisions.
Sorry, Doug Marrone and Terrell Austin were two guys
that
Jerry really liked. Terrell Austin, the defensive coordinator for the Lions.
So to meddle in that personnel decision, to say, you know what, for the first time, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to get the young up-and-comer. Despite my general manager's reservations, I'm going to force this outsider on him. And I think John Mara said, looked at himself in the mirror and said, you know what? I went out. I tried something new. And it just blew up right in my face. Let me go back to the well. Let me bring in Ernie Accorsi, the old geezer, to help me with this search. And then let me hire Dave Gettleman, the old geezer, who has previous ties to the organization. Instead of getting younger and getting more creative, the Giants just went back to the well. And that is what is so frustrating, is that with a second overall pick, likely, not guaranteed, knock on wood, although we're very confident it will be number two overall, you have the chance to bring in these young, talented guys, these creative minds, something new, something fresh, to not only excite the fan base, but the current players on the team, right? You have a great core to build around. And instead, you go back to Dave Gettleman. To me, it makes no sense. John Mara, this is just one of a number of, I'll say perplexing, to be kind, personnel decisions that he's made over the last year. It doesn't make sense. And now, with Gettleman back in the picture, now we need to be really nervous about who he brings in to be head coach. Yeah. So, that's my rant. You know, was Gettleman the worst option out there? Probably not. But the fact that a week ago, Giants fans are drooling over Lewis Riddick and Josh McDaniels and that possibility and wanting something new and fresh and are now, oh, you know what? Well, Gettleman's not the worst option. You're the New York Football Giants. You play in the biggest sports market in the world. You can have anyone. And they go back to the well. So that's why I'm frustrated. Has Gettleman made some good picks? Of course. So did Jerry Reese. What GM hasn't? Has he made some good signings? Of course. So has Jerry Reese. But to go back to the well, and for a guy whose personnel decisions have been largely underwhelming, and for a guy who was handed the core to a Super Bowl contender with Kuechly, with Cam, sure, he did some good things among the trenches, but you're telling me I'm supposed to get excited about a guy who gave Matt Khalil $55 million?
Wait, why did you stop? You just stopped at Cam and Khalil. Keep going. Keep going.
Cam and Kuechly.
Cam and Kuechly. Keep going, though.
Right. That secondary and Josh Norman, they were a good team when Gettleman inherited them. That is what I don't understand, is that people say, oh, well, you know what? You know, they're a good team now. The core, listen, Gettleman added some nice complementary pieces, but let's not get it twisted. That core was there before he was there. Right? So, to me, it's just frustrating. And, you know, you said that you're going to be, you know, you're going to sit back and get less frustrated with the team. To me, yeah. I'm just not, it's not possible for me to do that. So you're still going to get, you know, some emotion out of me. And, you know, I'm going to be upset. But it just doesn't make sense. When you're the New York Football Giants and you could have anyone, it's the most coveted job, and you interview four people, three of which were with the organization, and you just cop out and take the easy way out. It's frustrating, man. I don't get it. I think a lot of people are getting their spin zones fired up and trying to convince themselves that, you know, this was the right move or it could be a good move. Could it be a good move? Absolutely. I'm not going to rule it out. Let's see what he does in the draft, because to be quite honest with you, based on Jerry Reese's free agent acquisitions and the past few drafts he's had, the next GM, Gettleman, is going to need to do – he's basically going to need to sweep the next two drafts because the Giants have zero depth and they're cap-strapped to hell. So this GM, Gettleman, he's going to need to do I'm still saying as the new GM, as if Gettleman wasn't hired a few hours ago. Gettleman's going to need to do a bang-up job, and he's going to need to find starters in the mid to late rounds almost immediately. Let's see how he does.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling out him being successful. I'm just saying at this point in time, not the pick. That's all.
Not at all. My whole thing with this is, I don't want to sit here and complain about it, but my whole thing is that, is Dave Gettleman really the best candidate for the job?
No.
Like, when you sit here and you look at the list of guys, there's a lot of – I know people sort of, you know, paint these first-time on-the-job hires like Ben McAdoo with the same brush. But there's so many young minds out there that deserves that opportunity. I mean, you talked about head coaches like Sean McVay, but personnel guys, there's so many out there that are hidden. Just look at guys like Nick Cesario in New England, who's well known. Look at George Patton in Minnesota. You look at guys like Will McClay in Dallas. You don't think Will McClay helped build that Cowboy offensive line, one of the best offensive line in football. If you want to go back to that old school Giant way, then you can go there. But if you're going to sit here and tell me that Gettleman is the right person for the job, just for the simple reason that he has ties to the organization, well, then that should be the reason why he doesn't get the job.
Yeah.
You know, it was time for this organization to change up everything. New philosophy, new ways of thinking, new ways of drafting. It almost seems like for the past 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, I'm not going to go that far, but maybe 5 years, while everyone else in the NFL or the majority of the teams in the NFL were using iPhones, the Giants were still using their Motorola Razr. No, I'm serious, because just the way they draft, they still go for, specifically on the offensive line, they still go for these, you know, big, tall, strong offensive linemen and completely ignore technique. Well, nowadays, technique is very important. The one time they go away from that style of lineman was when they selected Justin Pugh, who just so happens to be their best offensive lineman. So this is one of many examples of what the Giants needed to do, and they just didn't do it, man. They went for the safe hire. Am I going to sit here and say Dave Gettleman's going to fail? No, I'm not going to say that. Like you said, he could succeed. But for a guy who's, A, never drafted a franchise quarterback, B, never had to hire a head coach, and C, never actually had to build the team from the ground up, because I do think this team still needs to be built. There are some core players there. By that I mean, you know, Odell Beckham Jr., Landon Collins, and quite possibly, you know, Evan Ingram or Justin Pugh. But there's not that many core players that was in Carolina. for starters, Carolina had a head coach in Ron Rivera, a pretty damn good head coach. They had a quarterback in Cam Newton. They had a damn good linebacker in Luke Kuechly. And they had a veteran presence in that locker room like a Thomas Davis. The Giants don't have that. So you're asking a guy like Gettleman to come in who's never done this before to do it just because he had ties previously? Well, that's a risk.
Yep.
People say you don't want to take a risk on a guy who's never held the GM job. Well, the task at hand for Gettleman, he's never really had to do that as a general manager. And then the whole age factor. He's 66 years old.
Yeah.
You know, his next two drafts, I mean, unless people think that he's going to draft six day one starters who are going to impact, who are going to have their impact on day one, you know, it's going to take time to develop these guys. In the next two, three drafts, we're talking about, first of all, next year's draft, outside of maybe the first, second, and third round pick, those four, five, six, and seven, or however many draft picks they have in those later rounds, it's going to take time to develop that. So, I mean, it could be until Gettleman 70, 71, 72, where his next two, three drafts are actually starting to make their impact. And unless he plans on being a GM until he's 75, 76 for the next 10 years, I mean, is he even going to be around?
Yeah, man, you bring up a good point. Age is a huge factor.
Yeah, and the draft, you know, I always tell you, the draft is not a one-year endeavor. Like, there's a good chance the Giants bring Eli Manning back, but they still take a quarterback with the number two pick. You know, so it might be some time before we see that quarterback develop and sort of become that franchise quarterback. So how long is Gettleman going to be around? Or is this just another stopgap guy who we're going to put here to eventually what many believe will be Kevin Abrams' job in 5 years, 6 years? So it's a flawed plan. It makes no sense. But listen, when I say that I'm not going to take the Giants seriously, I'm not going to stress about it. Listen, I've had a great time these past three, 4 weeks as a Giant fan, not having to watch them consistently and watching some other good teams play. I will have no problem doing that, and I have no problem starting as early as week three or four. I think I started about week 10 or 11 this year. I have no problem starting week three or four. And oh, by the way, some of these head coaching names that are being thrown around, go ahead, hire them. I will laugh my way to bed. I will not care at all.
It's sad.
It is. I mean, it is sad. It's sad on so many levels just because, like you said, man, it's an opportunity to go out there and change up everything. Uncharted territory is the words that you and I use. And it's like, it's sort of like what they did with McAdoo, man. It's like, well, we know who he is. He, you know, he has a relationship with the organization. McAdoo had a relationship with the quarterback.
Yeah.
Same sort of concept here. You know, we'll see. It's a very important
draft. Okay. We'll see.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. And everyone likes to tweet out, great hire, great hire. He'll build the offensive line. I'm not even going to bother arguing with you about that. We can sit here and go look at Carolina. But clear as day that, you know, people saying that he takes his belief in building the offensive line. Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy drafted three defensive tackles, you know, in 2 years.
And back-to-back-to-back cornerbacks. Exactly. And then brought in Matt Khalil for $55 million.
Who, by the way, is worse than Eric Flowers.
Yes.
But hey, I will say this about the Matt Khalil signing. From my understanding, the Khalil signing was something that, I'm not going to say forced on, but highly encouraged by the owner, Jerry Richardson, because of...
Okay.
I'm not making any excuse for it, and I'm not sitting here saying this is a Jerry Richardson signing. I'm just saying... That is a
what's unite the Khalil brothers for a marketing scheme?
I think it was more so about Richardson being so more committed to his players and better relationship with his players that he sort of did this. I mean, you got to understand when Gettleman got rid of Steve Smith, D'Angelo Williams, it didn't sit well with a lot of players in the locker room. And then
right after
that, when he refused to give Thomas Davis and Greg Olsen a contract extension, it just kind of got worse and worse, and players started to go above him and go to the ownership. Because remember, Richardson was a former player, so he kind of understands players from that perspective. But it's just something that was that I read up on and sort of talked to somebody about. But that's one of the things that I'm hearing when it comes to Khalil. But that's not an excuse. Without that, he still has done a lot of questionable decisions as well.
Right. So that's it. Head coaches. I mean, I have no idea. Was it going to be Mike Smith? Is it going to be the defensive coordinator for the Panthers?
Man,
Spagnuolo has a legitimate chance of maintaining his job.
Man, listen, I heard John Fox's name, I almost crashed the car. Man, I'm serious.
Hold on, we have... as mad as we all are about the recent news, if Wilkes is, we got some questions. This is from Victoria. Hello, dear. As mad as we are about the recent news, if Wilkes is the head coach, what are the thoughts? I've heard multiple reports that players rave about him. That's great. I've made it very clear. I want an offensive coach. If they have second overall and they're picking a quarterback, I want an offensive coach. That's it. I want an offensive coach with a nice scheme who can develop a nice quarterback. That's it.
I'll say this about not just Wilkes, but the coaching thing. I want a head coach. I want a guy who's a leader. Culture building starts with the head coach. GM plays a role, but it starts with the head coach. Everything that I read up on Steve Wilkes makes me to believe that he's ready to be a head coach. Is he ready to be a head coach for the Giants? Is this the right spot for him? I don't know. But the hope is that you get a head coach that and a GM that are on the same page.
Right.
So if Wilkes ends up being the guy, players do rave about him. He is the assistant coach to Ron Rivera, and he did build a damn good defense with the Panthers. So we'll see. But that is one name. Bill O'Brien was another name. Don't know how I feel about that. I will say that he has helped Deshaun Watson a lot, and I wouldn't agree with the Texans getting rid of him just because they still have Watson there, and he has done a lot changing up his offense.
Yes.
For him, but we'll see there. I wouldn't expect like a big splash, you know, David Shaw or Nick Saban or anything like that, or even a Jim Harbaugh. I'm not expecting that. I don't know if you are.
No, not after the Gettleman hiring.
I think if you were to get one of those three guys, you'd probably have to give them control of the roster.
Yep.
I don't see that happening with that.
Nope, not with Gettleman.
No.
Nike Mikey, what's the likelihood Odell ends up signing long term now that DG is in office? This question has two answers. One is it depends on how good Gettleman is at alleviating the current cap situation. And two, very high. I tweeted some shit earlier when I was angry that I should probably take back. But Gettleman said that Odell was like the best route runner in the draft when he was in Carolina. So he's an Odell fan. Whether or not he's a fan of Odell's personality, probably not as an old white guy. But we'll see what happens.
I saw that too. Even if he didn't say that, I don't think that the Giants would get rid of Odell.
You know why? Because John Mara said about a year ago that Odell was going to be a Giant very long term. And we all know how much John Mara likes to meddle in personnel decisions. So John Mara is not going to let Odell walk.
And besides the fact that he's a great player, Odell Beckham Jr. puts a lot of money in John Mara's pockets.
Put asses in the seats.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, you know, people buy that jersey, people buy that merchandise, people come to watch Odell.
If we've learned anything about John Mara, it's all he cares about is the money.
Hey, listen.
Just hard saying.
Hard to disagree with this kind of search, man. Hard to disagree with that.
Let's see. Do we have any other actual questions? Tim asked about other possible candidates. You had named a few. This is actually a good one. This is from Zach. This is unrelated to the new GM, but thoughts on the current free safety situation. In my opinion, try to get rid of Thompson and hopefully Adams is a free safety of the future. What are your thoughts? I don't know, man. That's tough. I don't think there's any doubt in anyone's mind that Thompson severely disappointed this year. I think everyone had high hopes for him. Adams played really well 2 years ago. I don't know. I think he deserves a shot to compete for the starting job. But, you know, to me, it's sort of hard to pass complete judgment on a player like Thompson, whose real first year in the league was during this dumpster fire of a season for the Giants, in which Spagnuolo's defense was one of the worst in the league. So I'm open to giving him another shot. But, I mean, listen, if there's another guy out there bring him in. Let him compete. Adams should definitely be in competition for that job. So I think it's a good question.
I agree. I don't think I'm ready to, you know.
I'm not optimistic, but I think he deserves a chance in a season with an actual head coach.
Absolutely. And if Steve Wilkes is eventually hired, Steve Wilkes is known for working with defensive backs.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was the defensive backs coach for quite a number of teams, actually, looking at his biography. But he's been with the Panthers for quite some time. So he has background with defensive backs. So I have no issue with that.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to give up on that.
So that's all I got for questions. Yeah. We got any final words before we wrap up this emergency episode?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that about sums it up. Oh, man.
Hey, listen, man. They interview 4 people.
Yep.
For one of the most coveted jobs, what we think is the most
not
coveted.
Just 4 people, 3 of whom had ties to the organization.
Maybe we're overrating the Giants organization.
We absolutely are. There's no doubt that it's a coveted job because 1, job security, and 2, you're in the biggest sports market in the world. But like, let's not get it twisted. You know, under Wellington Mara, the team was terrible for like 20 years.
Yeah. Right. Do you think that the reason why they keep going back or why they went back to somebody they know is because there are people in the NFL circles that know how the Giants run things is significantly different than how other teams do?
I don't think we have enough evidence to make that the case. I mean, Lewis Riddick made it very clear he was interested in the job and he got an interview. So, right. You know, I think if they had extended the search past the end of the season, which they should have, I don't know, maybe we have a different take on the situation. Listen, all reports show that it's still a very coveted job.
Do you think that there's a chance they get rid of Mark Ross and bring in maybe a guy like Lewis Riddick? Would that sort of
No, it's the status quo.
You think so? You think Absolutely. Mark Ross would think
that? Yeah, yeah. I mean, we can dream, but I think it's status quo from here.
Well, not even Lewis Riddick, but do you think that there's a chance that there could be a shakeup after the draft?
No.
So it's basically going to be 2015 all over again.
Yeah, pretty much.
And this time with the front office.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, if there's one guy that can make Giant fans sort of wish they still had Jerry Reese, it could be this guy and John Mara, man.
Unbelievable.
It's funny, man. Everyone's waiting to run Jerry Reese out of town. They run him out of town, but all that baggage still stays in the front office, and they just replace Jerry Reese with the 66-year-old white version of Jerry Reese.
Crazy. All right, let's wrap it up.
Yep.
NYG Weekly Emergency. I can't believe they hired Dave fucking Gettleman edition. Ethan Weiss, follow us on Twitter. EthanGSN, NYG Daily. We'll speak to you guys in a few days. Peace.
Peace.